One day before Christmas, and I'm bringing you some rough news, but it's worthy of us praying. Remember, I shared with you and that we are all asking you to not let down your guard. Devote yourself to prayer. Do not stop. Even though it's Christmas season, we all just like to focus on eating and enjoying the gifts. Remember, it's all about Jesus anyways, and Jesus made quite a dash in the society. He made quite a epic entrance and didn't stop even after he died and was resurrected. So today we are going to pray about something that's come across us that has been in the news and is serious based on what's going on. And that is that local businesses, that the crime wave that's happening in our state, in Los Angeles County, in San Francisco. Yesterday, in an interview with the former LA district attorney, Epic Times heard him say that this is like cancer, and to expect it to come into San Bernardino County and Riverside County and potentially further up. Since we are neighbors to Los Angeles County, let us pray about this situation, specifically for the businesses, but I'm going to bring up other areas that have happened. So let me give you a couple of things that he shared in that. And he says that we need to recognize that these guys and gals that are doing these crimes are brazen. They are open. They are using force. They are inflicting fear and taking something. The interview that I'm sharing this from, along with other articles, are listed in our reference section in our prayer points. You're welcome to look at those and catch on to some more information that will help you pray more specifically about that. So the other things that are statistical, in LA, murders and shootings outpace violent crime rates in 2019 and 2020. And this was an April sighting. They're hardly able to keep up with it. 141 people were murdered in 2021 just in LA County, 22% increase over the previous year. 600 people struck by gunfire in shootings in 2021, 59% increase over this time last year. The LAPD Chief Michael Moore told the LA Police Commission Tuesday in this article, when we look at the underlying influences of the street violence, those involved with gangs continues to be the highest area of concentration. But the gangs are going outside just the norm, that within gangs, they're going into the suburbs, they're going into businesses, they're going into high end. They've been in the Beverly Hills, they've gone to suburbs where people were walking home, they've gone to people who are dining outside and who look like they're wealthy and with a gunpoint took their stuff. He said the 37% increase in 2021 in the number of murders attributed to street gangs, and said he believed the spikes in killings and shootings were also related to the coronavirus pandemic. So, Father God, we pray for the different peoples involved. We pray, first of all, for the prosecutors and lawmakers. We pray for district attorneys in San Bernardino County, Jason Anderson, to have backbone and be strong and to follow through with the charges, to make it so hard for these criminals that instead of like in LA County where Gascon, the DA, is considered soft in the way that he does his prosecution and people are repeat offenders as a result and feel like it's no big deal, like, oh, don't do it again kind of thing. We pray that in San Bernardino County and Riverside that they step up and recognize they better put higher laws, a no bail approach, that when these guys do these things and they are caught, girls or guys, that they will not want to repeat the crime. We pray for stronger consequences for the crime. We pray for backbone. We pray that the people, including you, will write the DA in your county. In our county, it's Jason Anderson and anybody else you know in the legal field. And encourage them and ask them, what are they doing about this? How can you make sure that doesn't happen here? We also pray for those apprehending the criminals, the sheriffs, the law enforcement, that they would be skilled and not living under the cloud of the George Floyd backlash where they're afraid to do anything for fear they're going to get sued or something. We pray that they would have creative ways to deal with this and bring justice. We also pray for revival in the jails where these criminals go so that they don't win on either round. We pray, God, that the fear of God would come upon them and not the fear of man, that the sheriffs will go by the fear of God and not the fear. We pray they would feel like they are supported as they go out and do their job. Protect them, give them wisdom. We also pray that this defunding crap will change and that they will be funded appropriately, which apparently recently that's happened because of all these crimes. We pray they have the resources to get the work done. We pray those who are committing the crimes to get saved and delivered. Most of them are gangs. We pray for these gangs to be divided. They will fight among themselves and end up being smaller. We pray that every time you see a gang riding anywhere, that you will pray for their salvation, that you will pray they will not have any strength in your city, your county, your area. We pray, God, that these juveniles that are being told by gangs, these young children who are sucked into these gangs, that they would have parents and family members that'll pray to get them out, and they would be set free by the fear of God, that the truth would set them free. We pray, God, for their deliverance. We pray for the victims who are businesses of high-end sales and people who walking home who have valuables and people who are dining outside, business owners. We pray for boldness for people to fight back and stare them in the face. We pray for malls and these outside dining areas that for protection, a hedge of protection around them. We pray people will watch what they're doing and be careful. But we also pray that no weapon formed against them will prosper, not a physical one either. We also pray for those who have crime technical skills to be able to monitor and catch and find the chatter of these gangs and these organized criminals and be able to know in advance some of their plans and be able to stop them. All of us, we pray, will pray for the containment of this crime, that it will not spread, it will not be cancer, and we declare over our counties in San Bernardino County, this will not come near our presence. We pray for angels to be posted, warring angels to be posted on every part of our county in the name of Jesus, and they will keep it from coming in Jesus' name. In summary, if you want to read some of the articles, be free to do so. This is a big deal. I know it's the day before Christmas, and we'd like to just sit and chitter and chatter and enjoy things, but tomorrow you could be the victim of a crime if we don't step up and pray that doesn't come here. And we can believe together and pray together in unity, we can see that happen. And pray that LA County changes as well. In Jesus' name.